Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time as always, we are eternally grateful for everything, for being yours. And Jesus, thank you for dying for us, for everything you've done for us and are doing for us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. The chief end of man is to know God. The deepest reality of that and the final result of that is fellowship with Him. Amen. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being and person in the universe. God Almighty. The most important thing for every person, I think the most important thing in every person's life is their response to Him. And I want to just share this very plainly in as short a time as possible just to get the point across and just share it. He's the most glorious, beautiful, wonderful person and being. He's the most powerful. Amen. He's glory and honor and power and might and dominion and infinitely more are His. He's one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Man was born to know Him and really to fellowship with Him. That's what man was born to do, believe it or not. Those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. Every person He has given Himself in totality, fully to every person on the earth. Amen. And even there's really kind of two groups of people, you might say, people who hear the gospel clearly, you know, they hear about Jesus Christ and about Him dying for them, and the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and indeed God Almighty. Then there's another group of people who don't hear the gospel. All people, both groups, can know God fully. And again, the most important thing for everyone is their response to His offer. When someone receives Him, they have God's, it really cannot be put into human words, but they have God Himself, the Holy Spirit, is now indwelling their spirit person and will indwell, be with them, within them forever. Amen. And they are connected to God's presence and glory, which is everywhere on the earth. So even people who don't know, who have chosen self instead of God, the presence and glory of God's all around them too. All they have to do is just humble themselves before Him, say yes to Him, invite Him into their life, give Him their life, and they are now the same thing with them. Their spirit person's alive. Inhabited, but the Holy Spirit now indwells within them, and they're connected to God's presence and glory. Amen. That's the first phase of knowing God. There's four phases. Jesus revealed that. So it's up to a person what they do with that, just as it is with salvation, and just as it is with even believers every day. It's our decision. You know, this is a very holy thing. And I say this in love, not harshly, but in love, that God is in love has made man in His image and given man a choice. And it's very sad. Let's look at the reality. It is important for us to realize most people choose self instead of God. It's very tragic. Okay, that they do this. And then that truth is parallel all even among believers and in all groups of people, so to speak, and in all phases. So most believers only stay in the first phase of the four phases. They cannot, I want to correct something from yesterday's message. They cannot, if someone's, Jesus revealed in John 3:3, when someone's born again, they're born again, but they can't see the kingdom of God. They can't see His glory. Why? Because they haven't gotten into the second phase, which is born of the Holy Spirit. Jesus revealed there in John 3:5, when someone's born of the Holy Spirit and water in the Spirit, they enter the kingdom of God. Just if you look up that verse, that's, so I'm correcting yesterday. I've actually made a mistake, but I want to correct that. They now enter the kingdom of God. They're in, you know, that's a fascinating eternal mystery that they're in God's kingdom now. And so they can now experience and understand His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His magnificence, His power, His might and dominion, His wisdom and understanding, and it just goes on and on. They can now experience His, all the things within these, within knowing Him, His faith, love, hope, faith, joy, peace, harmony, eternal purpose, and it just goes on and on and on. Amen. I mean, the God kind of life. That now they can, and now again, it's up, okay, and so most people who get into that phase only stay in that phase, and they don't go into the third phase, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is just incredible. That's the, they now are baptized in the Holy Spirit. They have a, Jesus called, described it as a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life out of their spirit person. Most people who get into that phase stay in that phase, and they don't get into the fourth phase, which is the anointing. So I just want to say these things plainly, and just because it's so important. It's like to think that this is, man was born to fellowship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's what man was born to do. You say, really? Is that really true? What is that, just for the people who are saved? For Christians and Catholics? Well, according to the Bible, God's not willing that any perish. He wants all people to come to salvation and make it to heaven. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. So this is, we can safely say, every person who has ever lived, the purpose of their life is to fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. What a tragedy that most people don't even get saved. I mean, and the epic struggle is God Almighty and His heavenly host, billions of angels, glorious angels, every individual angel so glorious that if that angel appeared in front of us, we would fall down on our face in awe and wonder in it, His glory that flows from that one angel. And God Almighty, the only true God, made all those angels from His glory. Okay, so that army, God and His army, are battling against the enemy and His army. He has copied God and has five classifications of His powers. And the enemy is the prince of this world, the ruler of this world, which is the world system, you might say. Jesus said that three times. You know, that's people who are not in God's, who are not in God's family, right? You know, that's the world system. People, you know, someone, let's say people who are in love with themselves or something else, or maybe they're in another, you know, just anyone who's not in God's family. Okay, they're in the world. But remember, they're still, the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. And so His presence and glory is all over the earth, which is a revelation the Holy Spirit can give us. Just as the sunlight, it provides light all over the world. I mean, even when it's dark on one side of the world, we know that the moon is reflecting the light of the sun and provides some light at night. You know, God, this is so incredible, just a side note, to think that He set it up that way so that even at night, you go outside and you can see because of the moon. You know, it might be real, real dark, but okay, anyway, my point is this S-U-N is a metaphor, is it reveals great spiritual truth about God Almighty, about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I'm the light of the world. And that's the spiritual light of the world. And the only true God provides, of course, everything in the natural. So, but His presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. You understand? So even the people who are in the world system, if they just choose God, boom, they can be instantly saved. It's that easy. Now think about this, and I'll finish up with this. Moving into those phases is just as easy. It's just as easy and simple. Now we have to prove ourselves worthy. We have to pay the price. And yes, we have to continually, daily repentance and humbling ourselves before God and so forth. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So, glory to God forever.